not infrequently I get asked what I think is the most important invention of this culture. And I honestly don't think it's the screw or the pump or the lever or the wheel. I honestly think that the most important invention of this culture is what Lewis Mumford called the mega machine, which is a top-down, bureaucratic, military-style organization that allows tens of thousands, allows hundreds or ten or thousands or tens of thousands or millions of people to work toward one end. The first mega machine that Mumford talked about were the construction armies for the pyramids. Or there's also, he talks about them as being a style of organization that allows for both armies of destruction, war, military armies, or armies of construction, such as built the pyramids, which I would also call armies of destruction when you include the natural world. And one of the reasons for this being, I think, the most important invention of this culture, and by important, I don't mean good. By important, I mean one that has allowed it to metastasize across the globe. And one of the reasons for this is that, you know, sometimes another question I get is people ask, do I think humans are fundamentally evil? You know, given that we're killing the planet at this point. And I always say, no, I don't think we are. I think humans are fundamentally contentious, by which I mean we pick at each other. And I think that that's evolutionarily adaptive, that we're, and we've heard of, I believe it's called the Duncan number, which is 120 people is the largest group where you can have democratic face-to-face non-representative governing systems. Because when you get past that number, you can't know everybody. And so beyond that number, I think that's an evolutionarily adaptive means to keep us fairly small, keep us fairly localized, and also, honestly, I don't think that we are alone in being fundamentally contentious. I've mentioned this before, that I love that they did a study of bats in a cave, and they put a video on them and then also audio, and evidently the video could record in the dark somehow. And then they would record the sounds the bats made followed by their actions, which would allow them to start to make a dictionary of the bats' language. And they found that the bats who were roosting over the winter were communicating with each other a lot. And a lot of that was picking at each other and saying, move over there, get away from me, or come here. And then, no, you're too close, go away. And, you know, I've seen this with dogs. I've seen this with songbirds. I've seen this with chickens. I mean, everybody, they get along generally, but yeah, they pick. And, you know, Jeanette Armstrong, the Okanagan writer, an activist, once said to me that, you know, we have the same problems that white people do in our communities. We end up, you know, hating each other once in a while. But the big difference is that since we're living in place, I know that my great-grandchildren might marry your great-grandchildren, so we have to come up with ways to get along, which will work, again, in a community of 120, 150 people. But how do you organize people to do something as grand as building the pyramids? And that's where this invention comes in. It would not be possible with small groups of 100 people all sniping at each other, gossiping about each other. So the mega machine is a way to organize large numbers of people. And part of the brilliance of it is that it doesn't matter what you're organized to do. You can be organized to build a giant pyramid, which is a beautiful metaphor because, of course, the pyramids were giant tombs. And that's what the mega machine ultimately does, is turn the entire world into a giant tomb. And it can be for that. It can be to send a rocket ship to Mars and metastasize there. It can be to sell Coca-Cola. It can be to make an army that invades Russia. It can be to mass murder 6 million people. It doesn't matter what the machine is supposed to do, which is why at this point, especially, and this has been true for a while, if you conquer a nation, if one nation conquers another, if they're smart, they don't destroy that bureaucracy, but merely install their own people at the head, because it doesn't matter if you're running a train for the Nazis or running a train for the Soviets or running a train for the Allies. You're just running the train. You still do the same job. So it's, and what it is, the mega machine is a collection of people, organized, as I said, in a top-down fashion, where the individuals are cogs in the larger machine. So it's a machine composed of human beings who are replaceable with another. And without this organizational structure, the murder of the planet would be completely impossible. The overrunning of the planet would have been completely impossible. And I think in that sense, it is at least as important as the wheel, as the pump, as the lever.